Welcome to the Work, Wealth, and Travel Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole, and this podcast is your guide to start creating a lifestyle by design. From entrepreneurship, money and finance, taxes and residencies, and everything in between, this show highlights the nuances of a true global citizen lifestyle. Let's dive in. Emily, welcome to the Work, Wealth, and Travel Podcast. I am so excited to have you on today. Before we dive into all things remote work, travel, entrepreneurship, share a little bit about your story, your journey, and what that has looked like for you.
Speaking about me, in short, I was born in the former Soviet Union, the country which does not exist anymore. And now if we will define it, I was born in what is now Republic of Moldova. I lived in what is now Republic of Ukraine, sometime in what is now Russia. It was one country. It's times. That's why we're all sharing, people coming from this piece of land, sharing the same language, even different mentality. I left a country when it was still Soviet Union. So my first immigration kind of beyond Iron Curtain, it was in the time, was to Israel. So I lived in the Middle East for the time, and it was immigration. And I can tell, comparing with what's going on now, like immigration of this time, it's completely different from relocation, as we say today. And even immigration processes, which I'm following and kind of part of, I can see the big difference, you know, no internet, but it provided me, some unique understanding and experience of challenges people have along the road. So my second, as I say, full-blown immigration was to Canada, where I'm living almost 27 years right now. In every country I lived, starting from Moldova, I changed my professional direction. It happened this way because I was thinking about retirement. You know, at a certain stage of life, people starting to think, okay, so where I would retire, and taking into account Canadian climate and actually cost of living and some other consideration, I started to look for myself. And being avid traveler, and I like travel, and I believe I know how to travel all my life, I started to travel. So it started, by the way, from Costa Rica, Guatemala. I knew good enough Europe. Like, I often was traveling in Europe, but I started to learn more about Latin America. And after some time, I realized that it's not only my issues, that apparently other people looking for retirement places as well. I mean, North American, American, and Canadian. So we share the same kind of ideas interest. Actually, it's prompted me to open, the first, it was travel company. It was my kind of side hustle in 2018. And I was really interested in medical tourism. And I created several tours, like designed several tours under the program Looking for Retirement Places in Mexico. So at this point, I started to discover Mexico. Other than kind of all-inclusive, I'm not taking in account, you know, all this all-inclusive experience, really how people are living. I always had interest in local culture to understand, you know, people, specific of this or other place. So starting from pandemic, the travel was actually not possible. And I realized, thinking in lockdowns, in Canadian lockdowns, without work and with a lot of time to kind of digest what's going on around, I realized that people will be moving. People will be relocating. People already relocating. And I was thinking how I can actually help people utilizing my experience with travel, my personal multi-immigrational experience, my travel experience, and my connections, because at this point, I've had already connections established in Latin America, in Europe, because I was offering lifestyle discovery tours. So my connection, you know, with real estate developers, brokers, specifically in Mexico, with immigration professionals in different countries. And actually, I get to this model, like international lifestyle consulting, with understanding that there are already several companies, and I believe I know in general the market, but many people, specifically in North America, don't have personal immigration experience. And they are basing their decisions about really serious steps, specifically after 50 years old. And it's my target auditory, like people, 45, 50, after 50, at every life stage, we have different priorities in life and even different requirements. And I relocated, being 27, being 37, being, yes. And by the way, I'm relocating now. I'm not only speaking, I'm doing what I, I'm walking my talk. Obviously, I cannot relocate to all countries I know about, just to several. And I selected for myself Mexico, but I know about immigration processes in many countries, and I'm following news. Many countries, it's only Europe and Latin America. It's what I specified for myself, being solopreneur, because first of all, my opinion that for North Americans, Asia, I'm following the news, but it's very hard to adjust. And my kind of specialty to prepare people for relocation and to help them to define the best countries that matching their particular situation. Because what I know is that people often selecting the country, actually making serious decision and starting the process, on emotional base, maybe because, friend or neighbor was relocating to Costa Rica, it doesn't mean that it will be good for you. And I like Costa Rica. But I understand and I know about different areas, infrastructure, about medical system, from my medical tourism research and all this. And people without experience, not considering many factors, which are specifically important when you're after 50 and you actually uprooting your life in many cases and starting a new life in completely new country, which you think that you knew because you maybe spent some time in all-inclusive or even traveled, but it's completely different experience. And I believe that by helping people to find, even in the same country, different areas, different climate. Actually, why I like Mexico, because it's so huge, so big, and it's the person can find, completely different lifestyle based on what they need. But sometimes they don't know, they cannot specify. They have in mind something, in particular, and might not consider other important lifestyle factors, which actually include budget. People sometimes have, not realistic expectation what they can do on their budget. But what is very important, their personal even, character, mentality, matching mentality of this or other place, like age group, health condition, like where you need to be, what you need to consider. Because in my personal experience and observing many immigrants, and I'm still living, and I'm still considering myself immigrant, even I'm Canadian. One of the biggest mistakes people do often, when they're relocating, they selecting not correct place. Well, they might change after then, but first experience, it's very important. And people, you don't know what you don't know. And obviously I cannot predict all possible outcomes, but I believe I can explain or warn people about some things that they can avoid by selecting correct place to start their new life journey.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. It's so interesting what you do and how you are helping a similar demographic to you. So I want to chat quickly about Mexico. So what are some of the factors that you look for when a client comes to you and you're assessing what would be the best destination for them? And why is Mexico such a popular destination? What does it have that a lot of clients are specifically looking for?
Yes, and it's actually why I selected Mexico as my main destination country. I've had before, even on my website, Costa Rica, Belize, Panama, Portugal, Spain, Italy, Bulgaria, and Greece. But I decided to be more specific about Mexico. First of all, because I am relocating to Mexico, I'm traveling every year to Mexico, and I'm traveling myself as a single woman, taking every time several different states. I'm using public transportation. On myself, you know, different options, transportation options, but I do research. I don't do it blindly. I know, actually, I have a course about Mexico from my travel times, but, you know, practical experience. And I can tell you that Mexico is changing a lot. So why Mexico? First of all, it's a huge country with different climate zone. With different areas, cost of living, which is different in different areas, with different cultural specifics. Because, for example, I notice people from our area, I mean, Quebec and Ontario, mostly know about Riviera Maya because, you know, mostly destination coming to this area. So they think that all Mexico, it's like Maya. Absolutely not. Mexico is... you know, there are more than 100, you know, different national group, and even indigenous people, they're so different, and it brings different cultural taste of the, you know, different states. I'm speaking now about Mexican states. So I'm taking course, like I'm learning about history, I'm learning about culture. It's what interesting to me, like as a person, but I believe it helped me to understand better the local mentality. And, you know, after some time actually communicating with people from Latin America, like I already know the difference with all respect, you know, for different personality types. It's interesting to me. But with all this, I understand that different people have different personality, different requirements, and they don't have time to do research as I do and, you know, connection. The second point, Mexico ticking all boxes from this kind of requirement list. That's why Mexico is so popular. It's good for digital nomads and Mexico, like Playa del Carmen and after then Mexico City and Tulum. It's kind of known name in digital nomad world. Mexico, very good known as remote work, which I define, divide, you know, between just digital nomad and remote work professionals, because many people from Canada and United States relocated specifically for Mexico and continue to work for their companies, you know, up north. So this category. And I would say remote workers with families, it's what I'm following as well, because remote workers with families have actually more requirement, you know, specific, you need home, you need school for the children. So it's not a single digital nomad who would be okay living in co-living place, you know, and different requirements, again, for different people. And by traveling in different states, I know about difference in climate, and I can tell even from my experience. At the beginning, when I knew only about Riviera Maya, actually, I even purchased property in Playa del Carmen because I was thinking about, I am visiting Playa del Carmen every year, so I know people there, because I was considering it as a good place for me to be in the future. But after traveling and discovering other places, and realizing that climate of Riviera Maya, it's not what I need for my health and not for health. Like it's nice to spend months or two during the winter, but it's completely different story when you live, you know, all the time. And now as a Mexican resident, even temporary living in Canada, I think, like, why do I need all these tourists? Why do I need to spend time on all this? It's not what I need. And it's helped me to, you know, to understand what is good for digital nomads, by the way, based on professional experience, It's a different category. I know in what state, what kind of industry is prevalent, where people can find work, because it's not all for remote work. Some people are relocating, you know, when they can find work in automation industry and aviation industry. And speaking about climate, speaking about where the good hospitals and all this consideration, it's what Mexico is offering. But again, you need to know what is good for you. And it's very hard from the beginning. I made kind of my mistakes, I would say, which I learned. And it's what I can share with the people.
Mexico is so diverse. I know I mentioned to you off air, I'm here now. My partner is Mexican. So it's really interesting to be very ingrained in the culture on just a day to day. I'm never around foreigners here. And it's a very different experience to actually live here and be ingrained in the culture versus traveling, like you mentioned, and going to Playa del Carmen, which I also cannot stand that heat. I will not be there if I don't have to be there. But there are so many diverse landscapes and places. Yes, there's so much opportunity here. And you're right, it is pretty straightforward to migrate into Mexico, depending on the country that you come from. But I want to chat about what the finances look like and also investments. So this doesn't have to be specific to Mexico, but I am curious your opinion when working with clients. What does that look like in terms of baby boomers who are wanting to start thinking about retirement or wanting to retire elsewhere in life and elsewhere in the world in different countries? And they're wanting to potentially make investments in different countries. They're wanting to bring over some of course, their finances. Do you see that often with the clients that you work with? And what are some of the prevalent countries for some of those investments that they can have later in life?
You know, many people should understand the why, you know, before we're doing anything. And again, at the beginning, I was the same. I was thinking about investment. During the COVID, I realized that I would like to relocate. So it's different consideration. And what is working for investment might not work for in case when a person or family, say retirees, looking for relocation. So my actually approach and advice, I have special questionnaire and trying to analyze each particular situation. That's why I'm speaking about one-to-one consultation at the beginning to start from specifying the place and time, because, you know, sometimes all these protests take years for people, you know, till they came to the decision. I would say relocation and kind of sales process, it might take several years and circumstances might change along the way, like immigration rules changing or, you know, some health situation. And you know what? I even, when people are sure that they would relocate, I'm not even advising to buy property immediately. What I'm saying and what many people are doing, start from the correct kind, live at least for several months in some of them to feel that it's really yours, that you matching kind of current, the climate is good for you, that you feel comfortable. And actually you need time even to find property in every place. Don't jump immediately. Because actually, it's very easy to buy in Mexico, but not so easy to sell it. So, from personal experience, it's more expensive to sell than to buy. So, kind of avoid only if you know for sure. And some people really, they want to invest, and I respect it as well. They know I want it to be on the seashore. Okay, you need to know about the Fideicomiso process and this, and I can connect you directly. If you're sure that it's, I know he will change his mind in power in how, you know, several years, but you know, it's decision looks like correct now and maybe it would be right. So Mexico, like the construction is booming, prices actually going up, but I found that the real estate market is different in different states, not only market rules. I was surprised to discover how they different. I mean, how real estate are working in Curet versus Riviera Maya is completely different market. Even rental market is different. So to find rental market, it's, you know. So again, people should be clear about budget, about the, you know, situation
Yeah, I love that from the lifestyle approach. We also help our clients with the real estate aspect of things in Latin America and, of course, other countries as well. And I guess it's interesting to hear your perspective of it because it's so different of you are on the lifestyle perspective, whereas for us, it's more for the citizenship, for PR investments for those purposes. But I love that you have the more relaxed take of go, experience it, see what it's like. This is really going to be your home destination, not just a piece of the portfolio, which of course, if that's going to be somewhere where you're living long-term, that's extremely important. So this has been a really interesting conversation. Is there any last words that you want to touch on? Anything that we haven't touched on?
From a client perspective or potential client who just considering and thinking, there are crucial factors to consider. First of all, and it's very important, determining your why, which will help you later on when, you know, there are some periods of downfall and, you know, people after honeymoon get to the different period to remember your why you did it, and not to compare your new life, which is very hard, with your life back home. I know it would be, but try remember your why and don't compare because you relocated in order to get different experience. So get it as a package, kind of good and bad. And I believe that selecting the right country and region in the country, which aligns with your personal circumstances, budget, age, professional, direction, even lifestyle preferences. It's very important to understand it in advance. Obviously, I'm speaking about how to prepare to this new life chapter from legal, taxation, and immigration point of view. I'm not legal or immigration professional. I can connect with people who would help with the process, but to be prepared, to know what should be done. And say, for Mexico, it's pretty simple. You can start, you don't need lawyer, actually. You can start in your country, in every country. You can save a lot of money, which is not the case, for example, for Panama or any other countries. And by the way, speaking about golden visa, when requirements, you know, to get this kind of quick, you know, way of getting citizenship or residency by buying property, obviously here, there is a property. Property is requirements, and it's another option for people to have a plan B while they living and working still in their country. So every situation is different. And what I think people are not considering very often that they need to be familiar with a certain culture. And I'm not speaking about language. Language is a must. I mean, to start learning in advance, but need to be considered with mentality of local people. I don't know, read books, good books, watch movies, and actually mental and mindset preparation for the new life, really helping with adjustment after them, like more realistic expectation. And by the way, I'm ready to help people after relocation. So I am the first steps of the relocation, because the hard part sometimes happens when people are relocating and they, settled accommodation and kind of immigration questions. The question is what to do next. How to build your life in a new place when your language is still not very good, I mean local language. And let's be open. And I know I'm speaking several languages, but I fully understand that my Spanish probably will not be perfect, never in my life, just because of, you know, age framework, I would say. But what to do next? How to prepare? Speaking about entrepreneurship, what can you do in order to prepare yourself maybe to start some business that you can take online business, if it's possible, with yourself? Or maybe other business, which will work for you, you know, when you are away.
And I think what you touched on just very briefly within that was about the cultural differences. And it's so interesting when you actually spend long-term time in one place and you realize how completely, not only the language, as you mentioned, but the culture, the traditional culture of here in Mexico versus a very individualist mindset where I come from in Canada, in America, where a lot of the expats here in Mexico are from. And so really spending time on the ground is the only way that you're going to see what those differences look like. And there are many. I mean, I could speak to so many in the last 3 years with my relationship with my partner. The first year was very interesting. I'm meeting his family, the cultural differences, and then his cultural differences in my culture as well when meeting family, when coming to Canada. So very interesting. But I think anybody planning any sort of relocation understands that there's going to be an element of the cultural differences that comes into play and are hopefully very open to it. Where can people find you online?
I have a website, emilybron.com, kind of simple, taking my first and last name together, .com. I'm pretty active on LinkedIn, started to work more on Facebook. And soon I'm planning, it's kind of my new project and initiative. I will launch my new podcasting channel. Like, I have already something, but it will be on the different level.
You've just listened to the Work, Wealth, and Travel podcast. If anything from this episode resonated with you, I would appreciate if you share this podcast on your socials. And of course, be sure to tag me. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you for joining me on this global citizen journey, and I'll see you in the next episode.